On our Samech Tet, we're holding here. Samech Tet, so from the top of the Gemara again, we went yesterday, we got to Tudat, again with Omar Rav Kiva again, the fourth line. Was a Shaila here, Rav Kiva is learning out, Shablez in the Mishnah says that the Shavusim are also Doiche Shabbos. Just like you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, who are in the Shavusim carrying the animals also Doiche Shabbos. So Mara said, the Omar Rav Kiva, the Mali im Dochu Machshire Mitzvah Tliacha Shchites HaShabbos Shredachsosai Shchites HaShabbos. And Rav Lez answered back that the Rav Lez first said Maduch that the Shavusim after the Korban is Doiche Shabbos, so Adin you could do the Shavusim before the Korban should also be Doiche Shabbos. So the Kiva answered back and said, no, the Mali im Dochu Machshire Mitzvah Shlacha Shchitah. You know why after the Shchitah you're allowed to do the rest of the Shavusim? So Rashi says either it means cleaning out the Kirbayim, the insides, or Tosfos says it means Hekta Chalovim, burning of the Chalovim, that really you should do it at night. Still we say you're allowed to do it right after the Korban Pesach. I'll tell you why, Rav Kiva says, Sharei Dochso Shchitos Es HaShabbos. Because you already started to do the Shchitah on Shabbos. So once on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you did the shchita. Once you started to do the korban, you could finish it off. Aber tayama yidcho machshire mitzvah shlofnei shchita es haShabbos shloi doch sosfei shchita es haShabbos. But tayama, you want to say yidcho machshire mitzvah, even the hechshir mitzvah that before you started to bring the korban shlofnei shchita es haShabbos yibedrich haShabbos shloi doch sosfei shchita es haShabbos. Maybe no. Before we started to bring the korban Pesach, maybe you can't be doicha. You can't do any yisur the rabbanim yet. Because you didn't start to bring the korban yet. Maybe only after you bring the korban can you start doing it. But once you didn't start to bring the korban yet, you can't do the shvusim. Shvias haPesach. So that's the way Rabbi Kiva answers back to Rabbi Elazar. That is the difference. If you already brought the korban on Erev Pesach, you could finish doing the rest, whatever you want. Mashenken, before you brought the korban yet, like an Al Mishnah, here the question is, you want to carry your animal from Chutzlat Chum inside, or you want to carry it, or else you want to cut off the yabelas, the growth on the animal, those things are also. Dovaracha, another pshat, another shiloh was, in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva was, Shema Yimsa Zevech Posel. Another reason Rabbi Kiva said, a reason why before you bring the korban Pesach, you can't do any shvusim, any yisurim, because maybe you'll find the korban will be posel. V'nimso mechales haShabbos l'mafreya. And if the korban is posel, so you're not yotze with this korban Pesach. So then the yisurim you did before was levatol in vain. So that's why you can't do any yisurim before you first make the shchita, before you find out the korban is a good korban. That was Rabbi Kiva's taina. Bashenkin, once you brought the korban Pesach, afterwards you could do what you want. The korban is a good korban. You could continue doing the korban. For the Gemara name, Ihochi, Mishchat Namel Nishchat. If this is a svara, how could you make the shchita in the first place? Because I'll tell you, Shema Yimtza Zevach Posel. Maybe b'shas shchita afterwards, you'll open up the beima, you'll see it's a treifa, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah shchita then on the korban Pesach. For Nimtza Machalas Hashavas Lamafreya. If you're afraid of this, so what do you have to say? We're not afraid of that. Rov behemis akosher, and you're going to do a mitzvah now, shchitas korban Pesach, so you have a right to take on, everything will be alright. That's why you're allowed to make the shchita on this behemah now on Shabbos. So adin l'chura, the shvusim, before should also be mutter. You should be allowed to carry this animal, even though you take it now chutz l'tchum, because it's a serf, the korban Pesach. So what was Rebbe Kiva's kasha back to Rebbe Lezer? The Gemara says, Elo, ho omalei bereisha. First Rebbe Kiva told back to Rebbe Lezer like this, bereisha, that it's a svaram, the shvusim, to carry the animal before the shchit is awesome, because maybe you find the animal will be possible, and you did an avera then. Uparchu, on that Rebbe Lezer answered back, very good. If you're going to be afraid, maybe the animal won't be good, so you can't make the shchita. On Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to bring the korban Pesach, because you make the shchita, maybe afterwards you'll see it's a treifam, it's no good, the behemah, so the shchita you did, you weren't yotze mitzvahs korban Pesach, so it was levatolim. Elamai, we're not afraid of that. Right now you're going to do the mitzvah, it's mutter. So here also, before the korban, it should be mutter to do the shvusim. For hodar, then Rabbi Kiva said like this, Omalei, hach tamalei imdichui. Then Rabbi Kiva said a better taina. No, you know which shvusim are mutter only after you brought the korban Pesach.
Because once you started the shechita, you had a heter to bring the korban on Shabbos, then you're allowed to finish doing it. You're allowed to, like Tosi said, either burn the fats on Shabbos, or also the way Rashi learns, you're allowed to clean out the kishkes on Shabbos. That's mutter. Because since you started to do the shechita, then we say you can continue. Ma'ashen came before you started the shechita, that's also. Before you start the shechita, no shvusim amutter yet. So that's the machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah. Rebbe Akiva now brought another raya to say that an issim of the Rabbanon you're not allowed to do l'tzorach korban Pesach. The most of the case was you have your animal and it has a growth on it. With this growth, the korban is possible, you can't use it for korban Pesach. So you want to first cut off the growth. So the Tanakhana holds that's also. Since it's a shmus, you should have done it before Shabbos. You have no right to do it now on Shabbos. And Rebbe Akiva says, I'll bring your raya to this. The law is if somebody is tummy, he touched the mace 7 days ago, and now today is the seventh day, it's Erev Pesach. So, calls the man he's tummy, he can't bring a korban Pesach. How would it become tohor? He has to go to the mikvah, that's mutter, but we have to sprinkle on him, make hazos mechatis. You have to sprinkle on him some of the mechatis. And that's also midrabbonin. So, you see, even though it's only also midrabbonin, the rabbonin say you can't sprinkle the mechatis on him. Because it's also midrabbanan, even though this is going to stop him from bringing the korban Pesach. So that's Rabbi Akiva's raya. Isur the rabbanans that you could have. Oh, this is even a bigger kasha. Here you couldn't have even done it before Shabbos. This hazor is even also you can't do before Shabbos. Still, we say it's not doicha Shabbos. But I call upon that's Rabbi Akiva's raya that the isur the rabbanans are not doicha Shabbos. It's Martanya. Omalei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said like this: Akiva b'shchiti shavtani. Akiva, you asked me a question from Shechita, and from there, Misosa means there you're slugged up. There we prove that you are wrong. Because the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said like this, that once I see Hazor is also, so Rabbi Lez asked him back, I, Shechita is Mutter, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you allowed to make the Shechita, that's an Issa Diraisa. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva answered back and said, you know what? Maybe Taket's wrong. Maybe you're not allowed to make the Shechita. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, just like I know, you're not allowed to make the Hazor on Shabbos, even though it's only Yosim and the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva said, who are din? Maybe Shechita's also awesome. Maybe you're not allowed to shech the animal or Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. On this, Rabbi Lev answered back and said, how could you say that? There's enough in the Pesach with Dashim Sukim, but Moyadoi, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still you can bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar said back to Akiva, Akiva, b'shchita shavtani, you asked me the question from Shechita, that you wanted to say, just like you can't do the Azor on Shabbos, you should not be allowed to do the Shechita on Shabbos. And b'shchita teimisosoi, we prove that you're wrong from this din of Shechita, because you're also asking to me, Shechita you're allowed to do. The Torah says you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So once I see the Melacha d'Oraisa of Shechita's mutter on Shabbos, who are then the Yisur of the Rabbonins should also be mutter on Shabbos. Like in the Mishnah, it should be mutter to carry the animal. Chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, it should be mutter. Mora Omaloi. So Rabbi Akiva answered back to Rabbi Lez and told him, Al tachbireni b'shas adin. Al tachbireni Rashi, don't be kaifer. Don't deny to me what you taught me b'shas adin when we're having our arguments right now. In other words, kach mekublanim imoch. Rabbi Akiva is saying, this is what I learned from you. You, Rabbi Elazar, you Gufa taught me this. Kach mekablani mimoch, that hazor shvusi, v'yeinu d'orchas ha-shabbos. Hey, you yourself, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, you Gufa taught me this halacha, that hazor is a shvus, you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatis on a tomei on Shabbos, and halacha is v'yeinu d'orchas ha-shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So you, Rabbi Elazar, taught this to me. So how could you, Rabbi Elazar, now in the Mishnah say, like, I'm wrong, Rabbi Akiva, and you're, and Rabbi Elazar is saying, since Shechit is Mutter, who are then you allowed to do these through the Rabbanans? The Azor is also Mutter. You yourself, you, Rabbi Elazar, Gufa taught me to say no, that Azor is also. The Eino Derech is a Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara Bechim, Yacha du Agmerei, if Rabbi Elazar himself taught this halacha to Rabbi Akiva, he was the one that taught him this halacha, that you're not allowed to make the Azor on Shabbos, my time of Kohodavay, how come in our Mishnah now, Rabbi Elazar was Chayza? And now Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar says just the opposite. Rabbi Elazar is saying, just like I see the Melacha d'Oraisa of Shechita is mutter to do for the Korban Pesach, who are then all the Shvusim are mutter? So Poshta means Reb Lezer is arguing and saying no, even Azor is Mutter on Shabbos. So it's a Steven Reb Lezer. First, Reb Lezer taught to Reb Akiva that Azor is also to do on Shabbos. And now from Al Mishnah's Mashmi Chayzer, he retracted his statement and saying no, you are allowed to make the Azor on Shabbos. So my time accord today, why was Reb Akiva Reb Lezer Chayzer? So Gemara sounds like this. Omar Ula, Rabbi Eliezer, ti agmere da hazor, ti true magmere. That Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Akiva this halacha, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the mei chatas on somebody on Shabbos, he was talking about a kohen that's tomei, true, and now he wants to be able to teach truma. That's all he wants to do. So if a kohen is tomei meis, the kohen touched the mei 7 days ago, he touched the meis on Shabbos, so now he's tomei for 7 days, or touched the meis on Sunday, so the 7th day is on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, the Kohen wants to become Tor, that he should be able to eat his Truma. So here we say, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer learned, you're not allowed to make that Zohar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sprinkle the Mechatas on this Kohen to enable him to eat the Truma. Why? The Truma Gufa Ladachi Shabbos. Because the Loch Ridge, you're not allowed to be Mafish Trumas on Shabbos. If somebody has this fruits, this Tevel, fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that you did not take off Trumas and Maises before Shabbos, Midrabbonon, you're not allowed to take off the Truma Maises on Shabbos. Midrabbonon looks like Tikkun Monam, like you'd be Misak in the Paris. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So since you're not allowed to take off the Truma on Shabbos, Pshitom, you're not allowed to make the Zor. There's to sprinkle the Mechatas on the person that Rashi and the Mishnah said that's also awesome Midrabbonon, because it looks like a Tikkun. It looks like you want to be Misak in the person. So since Truma itself you can't take off on Shabbos, Pshitom, you can't make the Zor on Shabbos. That's what Rebbe Lezer is learned. Rashi says, Hazor de Truma, Habo lahazis olav litor kadei lecho Truma agmere. If a Kohen wants to become Tor in order to eat Truma, that's when Rebbe Lezer taught Rebbe Akiva, the Leidach Yeshabbos, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the Mechatis on this person, this Kohen. Do afreshosa Truma gufo Leidach Yeshabbos, because even to take off the Truma itself is not Deuch Yeshabbos. So Melo Hazor is also not Deuch Yeshabbos. Rav says Rav Akiva Nami, so of his eye. So the Ula, this is Amar Ula Rav Lezer Ki Agmei Hazor the Truma Agmei the Truma Gufa Ladach Shabbos. Now Rav Akiva Nami Lo Yisvei Hazor the Truma Rav Akiva Nami Ki Yisvei, when Rav Akiva went to ask the question back to Rav Lezer Hazor the Truma Yisvei, he meant to ask him the kasha from Hazor of Truma, that is also She Mitzvah Luchur it's a Mitzvah Ti Truma. And still you say, you're not allowed to sprinkle the Mechatas on the Kohen, because it's an Issa de Rabbonon, V'mishum Shvus and Asim de Rabbonon. So you see, any Issa de Rabbonon is not Mutter, even B'moka Mitzvah. That was Rabbi Kiva's Kasha back to Rabbi Lezer. So the Mora says, though, who suffer? But Rabbi Lezer himself, what did he think? Rabbi Lezer himself thought that Hazor de Pesach HaMoisav Lei. Rabbi Lezer thought that Rabbi Kiva is asking him a question from Hazor de Pesach, to the Nawa case, where a Yisrael is a Tomei Meis, and it came the 7th day as Erev Pesach. And it's a question now, could he bring his Korban Pesach or not? So if we're going to make the Hazor, he'll become Tor, and he'll be allowed to bring his Korban Pesach. So Reb Lezer holds for sure that's Mutter, and Reb Lezer thought that Reb Akiva was asking him a question from this. And really, Reb Akiva was not asking him from that. Reb Akiva was only asking him from the case that Hazor Letruma, that's what's awesome. But Enechnami, for this could be his Moedah. But this is made that if a person wants to bring his Korban Pesach, just like the Shechita of the Korban Pesach is Deich HaShabbos, maybe the Azor is also Deich HaShabbos. What?
Where was this all done?
In the Beis HaMikdash, outside, I think he was standing in the Ezra's Noshim, because he couldn't come inside. So he was standing outside the Ezra's Noshim. He's out, Tommy May is now coming to Machna Shechina. The Machne Shechina starts in Ezra Yisrael, that starts Machne Shechina. So he had to be standing outside Machne Yisrael, outside Machne Shechina. But in the Har HaBayis, he was allowed to come. That's where they made Azul.
There was
Well, it's a Machlekes. This Shavuos is Mochama. We'll see in the Gemara why. This Shavuos is here. Usually you're right, most Shavuos are not, but there are some Shavuos that were not even in the Mikdash also. This Hazor, this Issa is even in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Weiter. Mosiv Rabba. So Rabbi has kash like this. That no, you can't say that. Heshev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva answered back. The Yomer said like this. Hazois tomei meis tachiach. It says clearly that when Rabbi Akiva asked the question back to Rabbi Elazar, he was talking about the Azor of Tomei Meis. He brought a rye from Tomei Meis. Shechal Shivi Yishaloi Lios Peshabbos. Be'er Uver of Pesach. We're talking about that this person now, his seventh day, that this is the day he could become Torah, comes out on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. And now, what does he need to mitar himself? He has to have this Azor, he has to sprinkle the Mechatas on him. She mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for this person to become Torah, because he wants to bring the Korban Pesach. Kol Zaman is told me he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So it's a mitzvah for this person to have that Azor done to him, so he can bring the Korban Pesach. V'im Mishum Shavus. Now, what's stopping us from doing the Hazor? Why can't we sprinkle the Mechatas on him? It's only Nisim the Rabbanan. It's only Mishum Shavus. And still, Rabbi Kiva learns, the din is, V'eina Doiches HaShabbos. It's not Doiches HaShabbos. So you see, clearly, Rabbi Kiva himself asked the Kashom to Rabbi Elazar from the case of Hazor of a Korban Pesach. That even the Tzur of Korban Pesach, still, you're not allowed to do the Hazor on Shabbos. So Mor says, Elo Vadei Avadei, cases like this. Hazor de Pesach Agmarei. When Rabbi Elazar himself taught Rabbi Kiva, he taught him even this halachim. Hazor for Korban Pesach. If a person is Tomei, and today is Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Tor, still, if it's Shabbos now, you're not allowed to do the Hazor. The Hazor is Osir, even where it's Negei Erev Pesach. For the Gemara, V'chei Miyachad the Agmarei, if Rabbi Elazar himself taught this halacha to Rabbi Kiva, or the Zoi, my time of Kiporach lei. Why did Rabbi Kiva ask back this question to Rabbi Elazar? Why did Rabbi Elazar ask the question back to Rabbi Kiva? If Rabbi Elazar himself knew this halacha, that Hazor Tak was also to do on Shabbos, why did Rabbi Elazar now Mishnah say no? He says, Maduch the Shechit of the Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, Avadah the Yisus of the Rabbonim of Hazor should be Doicha Shabbos. I, Rabbi Elazar himself, held it was also. And if the Gemara, my time to Kaporach Le Rabbi Elazar, and if the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Gomra Yisakar Le, and Echnamni, Rabbi Elazar forgot his learning. He forgot his Gemara. The Yosar Rabbi Kiva Liat Kurei, Gemara. And Rabbi Kiva came to remember him, to remind him what he taught us. So really, Rabbi Elazar Metchila knew the halacha that Hazor is Osir. And he taught it to Rabbi Kiva. Just later, Rabbi Elazar forgot it. So Rabbi Kiva came to teach him back and tell him, you should know, Hazor, you yourself told me, Hazor is Osir. Rashi says, other Gemara is also in Avodah Zarah, says like this, that Rabbi Elazar forgot something, and Rabbi Kiva's Talmud came to remind him. So the Mor of an Emolei Behedja, why didn't Rabbi Kiva tell directly to Rabbi Elazar, what are you arguing on me? You yourself taught me that Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara, Sova Lav Orcha Arya. It's not nice to say that. It's not nice to go to your Rebbe and tell him so openly you made a mistake or you forgot your learning. That's why openly he didn't want to tell it to him. He did a B'derech Kavod just to say that you should know Hazor for sure is awesome. And that's why in our Mishnah even, like Rabbi Kiva wanted to show how strong he holds that Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos, that's why in our Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says such a modern statement. He said, once I know that you can't do the Hazor, maybe even the Shechita you can't do. Which even though Pshita Shechita is Mutter, because that's a Pasuk. He just meant to say how clearly he knows this halacha, that Hazor for sure is Osir. And I'm even ready to say that once Hazor is Osir, maybe Shechita should also be Osir. But he only meant to say that just to teach Rabbi Elazar that this halacha is clearly, that on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the Hazor. To sprinkle the person, that's the losa. For the Gemara, the Hazor, my time Ladochi Shabbos. What's the reason? Why not? What's so wrong with making Hazor, sprinkling this Mechatas on this person that's Tomei? Michti, Tiltula Bialmo de Titchei. It's only an Yisrael Rabbonim, like you're only tilting, you're only moving around the Mechatas. So Gemara's Mashmir, it's like Muksa. Even though Rashi in the Mishnah says it's Mitam Tikkun. But the Rabbonim, it looks like you're being Nisak and you're fixing something. Like now this person is Tomei. What's going to make him able to eat the Korban Pesach? If you make the Mechatas, you sprinkle it on him. So sprinkling the Mechatas looks like you're fixing up the person. So with the Rabbonim, that's an Isser. But I call upon him, it's only Yosem the Rabbonim. Rasal Gemariah says, Lashon Tiltul. You're just moving it. Like you're not doing any real Malach. There's no Isser D'Oraisa. You're just taking the Mechatas, this water, that you have it ready from before where you burnt the paraduma and with the yeshua you put it into water. So all you want to do now is just sprinkle the water. What's wrong? Good assortment of the Rabbonim. But why won't the Rabbonim make it here? But mock him a Korban Pesach. And the Titzki Shabbos. Titzki Shabbos. And for the Mishum Pesach. for sure, on a Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, you should be allowed to make the Yazor. Today you should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Or my Rabbis, Rabbi answered like this, Gzeirah Shema Yitlenu V'Yavrenu Arbamas Rishus Rabbim. We're afraid maybe you come to carry this through the Rishus Rabbim and be over Nisa D'Raita. Therefore, Midrabbonon, like you were saying, even in the Beis Hamikdash, still they make this Gzeirah, you're not allowed to carry the Mechatis. We're afraid maybe you'll carry a Dal Damas Rishus Rabbim. For the Gemara, well, Rabbi Lezer though, Navre, this is a good terrace, maybe according to us, according to Rabbi Kiva, why this Shvus is Osir. Of according to Rabbi Lezer, his sheet himself, it should be mutter even to carry the Mechatas through the Rishus Rabbim. To Omar Rabbi Lezer's sheet always is, in Shabbos we have by Milo, that Rabbi Lezer's sheet is, Machshire Mitzvah Doichenes HaShabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds even a Hechshire Mitzvah is Doichenes HaShabbos, the Mashallah Milo. A kid that has to have his meal on Shabbos. We have less old, if you didn't make the knife before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to even make the knife. You're allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Makom HaMila. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Lezer holds, any time the mitzvah itself is Doicha Shabbos, the Hechsher for the mitzvah is also Doicha Shabbos. You're even allowed to carry the knife. So here, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban. So if you're allowed to bring the korban, how come the hechsher is not mutter? You should also be allowed to even carry the mechatis to this person to make the azor. So how could you say it's also because it's a gzeiro, maybe you come to carry to the Rishus Rabbim. According to Rabbi Lezer, that should be mutter. Rabbi Lezer sheet is hechsher mitzvah zeicher Shabbos. Have the Gemara Amri, first Gemara once says like this, Hani Mili, when do we say this yisoid, that a hechsher mitzvah zeicher Shabbos, not only the mitzvah milo, not only the mitzvah korban pesach zeicher Shabbos, but anything you need for the Korban Pesach is also Doicha Shabbos. Hecha de gavra gufa chazia. Where the person is roi, he has the chiv, he is responsible to bring the Korban Pesach. Or regular tinnik. It's the eighth day now. There's the chiv to make a bris mila on this kid. The rom michiyuv yalei, there's the chiv to make it, to bring the Korban Pesach today. You're a person that's tor, so you have a chiv to bring the Korban Pesach. A person that's tor, now we say, let's say he left his korban outside the tchum. He's got to carry it into the Beis Hamikdash. He's allowed to carry it to do an Issei D'Oraita according to Rabbi Lezer. Because since this person is Tor, and he has the Chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, he's allowed to do the Hechsher Mitzvah. Aval Hochom, here we're talking about this person as a Tomei Meis. This person touched the Meis 7 days ago, and he's still Tomei right now. So right now, the Gavra Gufa Lechazion. Right now this person is Tomei, he's not able to bring the Korban Pesach right now. The male of this person right now has no chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. So what are we saying? We're saying though, let us sprinkle the mechatas upon this person. That will make the person tor. Once the person is tor, now we'll have a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. But we're saying, no, you can't do that even according to Rebbe Lezer. Because we're afraid if you sprinkle the water, maybe you'll come to carry through the Shusharabim, which will be Nisi D'Raisa. That's called the Hechsher Mitzvah. No, right now when you're carrying the Mechatis, it's not called the Hechsher Mitzvah. Because this person right now is still Tomei. Calls him on, the person is Tomei, he has no Chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. So now, right now this person has no Chiyuv, Rabbi Lezer doesn't say Hechsher Mitzvah Zoicha. It's only by a healthy baby, or else by a person that's Torah, he has the Chiyuv to do the Korban, then even the Hechsher is Zoicha. Omar Rabba. So Rabba said, L'divir Reb Lez, according to the Svara, Kotin Bor, if you have a healthy kid, Mechamen Loichamen Lavroisei, Ulamoyle B'Shabbos. You're allowed to heat up water for this kid, today that when you make the bris milah, the hot water will make him healthy again. So Rashi learns, Kotin Bor, Tevalav Rechitza Roi Lomel. If the kid is a healthy baby, even without washing him, he could have a bris milah. So Mela, right now he's mechuyev to make the bris milah. It will say mechamam lechamam b'Shabbos koydim milah. You're allowed to heat up the water for him before Shabbos. Lav roisa that Rashi liyos bori b'chazik to make like even stronger. Like the meaning of the Gemara was before you gave the bris milah, you used to wash him in hot water. So we'll soon see the churus a modern case. Like if the guy is healthy, you don't need doesn't need the hot water. So why are you allowed to do it? But the Vayah was saying now, if the kid is healthy, there's a chiyev milah. You're allowed to make the hot water for him. So chazi late. Mashenke and Kotin Choylev, you have a sick kid, ain't Mechamel Loichamel Avroisei, Ulamoyloi. Right now, he's sick. So when he's sick right now, he's not a mechuyev mila. There's no chiyev pekuach nefesh to kill the guy to make the mila now. What do you want to do? First, you want to give this guy, this baby, a hot bath. If you give him a hot bath, that will make him healthy. Once he's healthy, now we'll have a chiyev to make a bris mila. So that's also to do on Shabbos then. You're not allowed to heat up this water. Because right now the kid is sick. You have a sick kid, you can't make a bris mila right now. So he's called Eina Mechuyev, it should be us to heat up the water. So tomorrow, Dolei Chazilei. Because right now that he's sick, he's not chazit to make a bris mila. So for this sick kid, you shouldn't have had to warm up that water. Omar Rabbah, so Rabbah said like this, he answered back, Mamanashach, Vi Barihu, if the kid is a healthy kid, Lo Malei Chamen Lav Roisoy, why do you have to heat up the water first in order to give him a hot bath? Who needs it? You tell him now the guy is healthy. So it means right now the kid is mechuyev to have a bris mila done to him. So what do I need hot water to heat him up to give him a bath for? So, if he's able to have the bris mila now, there's no sakona, so there's no heta to heat up the hot water now. Elo Amar Ravas, Ravas said like this, no. In the Gemara's times, any kid, if you don't wash him off, give him a hot bath before the mila, he's a choyle, you can't give him a bris mila. You have to give him a hot bath, at least wash off the makam mila, at least, with hot water before the mila. So mela, the din is, echot kotem bari. Whether this kid is a healthy kid, so what? But nagei to mila, if you don't wash off his aver with hot water, I'm not sure if it means the whole body or just the makam mila. If you don't wash him off with hot water, he's a sick kid. You can't make the mila. The yechud, therefore, him also you're not allowed to heat up the water before the mila, because now that you don't have hot water, so even though he's a healthy baby, but you're not allowed to give him a bris mila now, because before you wash him off there, he's not roy for mila. So right now the kid is called not roy for bris mila, so you're not allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos. The only answer is you have to have hot water heated up from before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you wash him off, and then you make the mila. But whether the kid is a healthy kid, the yechud kotan chole, whether the kid is a sick kid, is a locha that should come out, ain mechamen lechamen avroisai. You're not allowed to heat up the water in order to bathe him, ulamoyle b'Shabbos, in order to make him able to receive the bris mila. Why? Dolechazia. Because right now you're telling me that's the Matthias the Gemara finds at least, before you gave the baby a hot bath, he wasn't roy to have a bris mila. So right now he's not roy. So mela, there's no din, you can't be doyecha Shabbos for him. Senechnam, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you don't have the hot water from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to heat it up on Shabbos. And Lamais also, we don't need the hot water. But if you would need hot water, be also to heat it up on Shabbos now. Better don't do the bris mila. It's not doyecha Shabbos then. Eisvei Abai. Abai is the kashi now. Zalochom oral shaloi mol. If an oral, that means a person, an older person, never had a bris mila done to him. Let's say his first two brothers were died b'shas mila, so they pushed off his mila. But I call upon him, he's an oral. Is onish koris. If it comes now erev Pesach, and he does not bring a korban Pesach, you should know he's mechuyev koris. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Does that Rebbe Elazar? So the question is why? Why is this person have a chiyev koris? This person's an oral right now. He didn't have a bris mila. So right now, he's not mechuyev to being a korban Pesach right now. A person that's an oral has no chiyev to being a korban Pesach. Still, the Rebbe Elazar holds, if he doesn't bring it, what does that mean he doesn't bring it? That means if the person doesn't make a bris mila on himself right now, erev Pesach, and doesn't bring his korban Pesach, he's chiyev koris. The kasha why? For hocho de gavra gufo lechazia. This person right now, they didn't have a bris mila yet, he's not worth to bring a korban Pesach. He's an oral can't bring a korban Pesach. Ho katoni yonish koris. And still Rebbe Elazar says, no, we tell this person, you go fast. Make a bris mila on yourself right now, make yourself roy to bring a korban Pesach, and you have a chiyuv to bring it. And if you don't bring it, you have a chiyuv koris for not bringing it. Alma, what do we see? Ram yechiyuv yalei. This person has the chiyuv to bring a korban Pesach. Ah, you're an oral, so what? Get rid of it. Make a bris mila on you. So here, the same shot should be by us also. If a person had touched a mace 7 days ago, and the seventh day now is erev Pesach Shabbos, so right now, what do you want to say? He's not mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach because he's tamei. No. Let's say he is mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach. Why? Because he has a way to make himself roy. All he has to do is they should sprinkle the mechates on him and he'll go to the mikvah today and he'll become tor. Then he could bring a korban Pesach. So it's a bad kasha on Rebbe Elazar. Why does Rebbe Elazar say that if a person is tamei mace this seventh day on erev Pesach, you're not allowed to make hazor? Why? Because right now, since he's tamei, he's not mechuyev to bring korban Pesach. Here you see not like that. Here you see a person that's an oral. He didn't have a bris mila done to him. We say he's mechuyev to bring the korban Pesach. Ad kedei kasha. If he doesn't bring it, he has a chiyuv koris for not bringing it. Sa'al merom yechuyev yolei. So Abizai, it's a kash on Rabbi Lezer then. If Yo, the person is mechuyev to bring the korban, so Abizai, so why can't he make Tazor then? Why isn't Tazor doich Shabbos? According to Rabbi Lezer, hechshe mitzvah is doich Shabbos. Well, my rabbis, rabbi answers like this. Kisov Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, ein shoichtin v'zorchin al tomei sheretz. I tell you, you're not letting him make his rikon a korban pesach al tomei sheretz. If somebody is tomei one day, today...